It's food and drink time, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Gary Rudy from Rudy's Drive-In, famous for 70 years down. And Joe Kachever from the Pearl Street Brewery. Oh, here's the hot dog. Where is Gary? Hi.
What do you know?
How are you?
Good.
What'd you do with Gary Rudy? Wasn't he here too?
I think so.
Okay. Well, fine. We'll find him in a minute here. Because I got the Rudy dog here.
Could there be two of us?
The chili dog and stuff. And where are the glasses is the main question I have for you. What is this and where are the glasses?
That's root beer. And yeah. The glasses in back.
Oh, okay. So are you Gary Rudy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. There you are. Gary Rudy. I thought you were the guy from the... Oh, sit down. That's right. You're big. Sit down. Oh, Gary. How many generations of Rudy are there then?
Third generation. Grandpa Rudy started this in 1933.
Yeah.
Then my father, then me. So that'd be three, right?
And this is, yes. Depending on how, if you're counting backwards, it's less than
four
that.
Would be one.
And this is this the invention world, of Rudy's?
World famous.
Yeah. What makes it, though? I mean, what about it makes it world famous?
Because I wouldn't tell a lie. And we've been doing this for 80 years.
But I mean, is it your great-grandfather?
Grandfather.
Your grandfather.
Do I look that old?
Yes. I mean, did he come, where did he come from, first of all? The original Rudy.
You're setting me up here.
No, I'm not.
No.
You're a little suspicious.
Germany. Well, I've been watching the show.
Okay. It's a radio show. What's the point? Did he come right from Germany and immigrated?
It would be his father came actually from Germany.
Okay.
And they settled in Almond Fountain City, which is just north of here.
Yeah.
And then they ended up in La Crosse.
Here's the beer. Here's the beer, too. Is he here, too?
Yes, he is.
Where's Joe? Let's bring Joe on, too, and get another chair here. You know Joe? Hmm? You know Joe? Come on, Joe. Come on out here. You drink? Okay, have one. It'll go a lot easier once we start drinking, I think. How you doing?
Great. It's great to be here, Michael.
Yeah, and did you start your brewery with your dad?
Yes.
That's cool.
And my dad is also the person that turned me on to your show about a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was in college then, and of course I was like, whatever. But I've grown to, listen to the show quite often.
So yeah.
It's great to be here.
But how did you get to be a brewmaster, though? Because you didn't take that in school or something, did you?
I did.
At UWM?
No, I did go to UW-Milwaukee, yeah. But, there's two ways you can become a brewmaster. One is you go to school for a long time and get hired by a brewery that needs a brewmaster, which a brewery is a beer factory, So if you think of it in those terms, it's like the plant operator is what the brewmaster is. And
man, a dog and a brew. This is really good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Or the other way is to start your own brewery, and then you can just be the brewmaster. So that's what I did.
but how do you, are these like your own formulas?
Yes.
Like this Rubber Mills?
The Rubber Mills Pills, yeah.
Pills.
Yeah, yep.
What's in that?
Barley and hops and water.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're out of time. Can we just drink these anyway?
Yes.
Here's to you. Rudy, Bobby.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Cole.
Public Radio International.